This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Even as new infections slip to the lowest levels in 3 months, India has crossed the 10 million mark Saturday of total coronavirus infections since the pandemic began. It comes in second behind the U.S. mark of 17 million, according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. India's falling infection level, down from its record of about 100,000 new cases daily to about 25,000 cases reported on Saturday, give health experts some reason to hope. The Johns Hopkins tallies say India has suffered more than 145,000 deaths. Canada was approaching 500,000 cases on Saturday, an increase of 25% since 2 weeks ago when the North American country was surpassed 400,000 cases. Canada is to receive 500,000 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine in January. That's according to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. About 168,000 doses of the Moderna vaccine should also arrive soon. It's expected to receive emergency use approval by Canadian health officials. And with the onset of Christmas next Friday, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top U.S. infectious disease expert, has reassured kids during a coronavirus town hall for families that he traveled to the North Pole and vaccinated Santa Claus himself. He said he knew children would be worried about Santa's health. General Gustav Perna, the U.S. Army general in charge of distributing COVID-19 vaccine across the United States, apologized on Saturday to the governors of more than a dozen states that will be getting fewer doses of the Pfizer vaccine than they expected. He said he wanted to take personal responsibility for the communication. VOA News. California hospitals are battling to find beds for patients amid fears that the exploding coronavirus infection rate will exhaust resources and healthcare workers. As of Saturday, nearly 17,400 people were hospitalized with confirmed or suspected COVID-19 infections. That's more than double the previous peak reached in July. More than 3,600 confirmed or suspected COVID-19 patients are in intensive care units. California's deaths have been spiraling ever higher. Another 272 fatalities were reported Saturday. And in the last week, nearly 1,600 people have died. On Saturday night, Apple announced it is temporarily closing all 53 of its stores in California because of the outbreak. Officials in Afghanistan say a car bomb went off in Kabul on Sunday, killing at least 9 people and injuring 20 others. A member of the national parliament, Khan Mohammed Wardak, was apparently the target of the bombing in the Afghan capital, but he survived the attack. The Afghan interior minister visited the scene. Afterward, he told reporters an investigation is underway to determine the motives and also whether it was the work of a suicide bomber. Neither the Taliban insurgency nor another armed group claimed responsibility for the bombing. Afghanistan has experienced a spike in violence, even as the Taliban and Kabul representatives hold peace talks brokered by the United States. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden and Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador on Saturday committed to work on a humane strategy for regional migration by addressing its root causes in Central America and southern Mexico. A statement by the Biden team said the two leaders had a phone conversation in which they discussed a new approach. The two leaders say they share a desire to address the reasons for migration in El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and southern Mexico. Mr. Biden pledged to build, quote, the regional and border infrastructure and capacity needed to facilitate the change. A Mexican government source told Reuters that Biden and López Obrador also spoke about investment for development and respect for the Mexican community in the United States. Beijing has accused the United States of bullying after Washington announced export controls on dozens of Chinese firms over alleged ties to China's military. The announcement came in the final weeks of President Donald Trump's term and after relations between Washington and Beijing have soured under his administration. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.